Welcome back to the Investor's Herald. My name is Richard Goldstein, and we're going to talk about something new and exciting here today. Some new content that I would like to explore and harness some feedback about because I'm honestly loving it. I like to call it the stocks round the clock. These stocks or companies operate some portion of their business model 24/7. While you sleep, they are still earning revenue. Opposed to the traditional 9-to-5, people's schedules are changing and they want to utilize these businesses at any time of the day. These stocks can again maximize revenues and get the most out of the consumer by being open 24/7. My theory is that this group of 16 companies outperforms the S&P 500 and Dow Jones due to their business hours. Now, without further ado, let's jump right into the food chain stocks. First up is McDonald's. When I first covered McDonald's in an Instagram post, it was trading for $163.82 a share, and now it is well over the $200 mark, over a 20% increase. The stock is red hot, and the new number of items on the menu is the main reason why. Delivery has been a key driver from the expansion of Uber Eats. Some locations are open 24/7, and who doesn't like ordering Mickey D's right to their door at 4 a.m.? You may be familiar with the Grand Slam, but did you know Denny's stock is up over 200% in the last 5 years and now trades for slightly over $20 a share? They're absolutely crushing it. Even their slogan is always open, always welcoming, and always serving up hearty diner food along with a fresh mug of hot coffee. Truck drivers need to stop somewhere to fuel up. They really can satisfy any craving off their menu. And with their expansion to new territories, Denny's is an outright buy. Okay, I grew up going to this one. A personal favorite of mine, IHOP, or International House of Pancakes. They are owned by Dine Brands, who also owns Applebee's. And they've skyrocketed 127% since September of 2017. They have a nice long-term chart signifying continued growth with new locations and growing revenues. This is another one where most locations are open 24/7, and us Americans can eat pancakes with blueberry or boysenberry syrup at any time of the day. If you're new to investing and want to see a pretty chart, look no further than the ticker CASY or Casey's General Stores. Most locations are open 24/7, and this stock is up nearly 20% since January 1st to $152.35. Since 2009, though, the stock is up 622% or 62% a year on average. The key to this is just to hold an amazing company like this. They have great management, are cutting costs and optimizing prices, and they're implementing new software to become fully aware of their business costs. They have over 2,000 stores now, and although I honestly have not tried the food at Casey's General Store, it looks incredible on the website. I will have to dive into this Casey soon and provide more information on this stock. All four of these food stocks are on fire, and I recommend buying them at current market levels for the long term. Right after this, I will certainly be getting some food after hearing myself talk about these stocks. Now, a little different topic here. Let's move on to some retail shops. In numerous areas, Walmart is open 24/7. It's really strange though, just 5% of Walmarts are open 24/7 in the Northeast, but when you get to the South along with the Midwest and middle of the country, about 90% of Walmarts are open at all times of the night. This explains the power behind the brand and the ability to walk in and buy anything you need at any time of the day or night. Since January 1st, Walmart is up 17% to its current price of $109.65. I do believe Walmart continues higher to the $125 mark by the year's end. This has to do with the fact that they are always innovating and working to keep up with the competition. I love Walmart. I love the Sam Walton story from his first store in Arkansas. And this stock should be a keystone in everyone's portfolio. While everyone's on different schedules nowadays, being able to work out on your own schedule is highly important. Planet Fitness has took the excuse out of the mouths of Americans and is open 24/7. Their stock is up an astounding 50% this year alone since January 1st and has been on a tear ever since it IPO'd in 2015 for $15 a share. That is a 415% increase in 4 years. Do the math. This has been one heck of a company. Their Black Card membership is only $1, and then you pay $21.99 a month. And this includes all sorts of amenities, such as massage chairs, hydro massage beds. I mean, how can you go wrong? This judgment-free zone company has been one of the largest growing franchisors in the world. And I'm so happy it is open 24/7. This is a major key to a round-the-clock stock. We also have to think of our hotel chains, which do operate 24/7 and get even busier on national holidays as vacationers take advantage of these weeks and pay a premium. These stocks include Marriott International, which is my number one, Hilton Worldwide Holdings, Wynn Resorts, which you got to also mention, Wynn, MGM. These include 24/7 casinos as well. People are always blowing their money and giving them to the house. Another one is Ryman Hospitality Properties, as well as Vail Resorts. These are all strong buys, and these properties have income flowing year-round, which is why I'm a big fan of hotels. The next group, although they are mostly 24/7, I want you to stay away from your traditional pharmacies, such as Walgreens and CVS. There's just too many companies innovating in the pharmacy and convenience store field that it is tough to grow profits, even though a majority of them are open throughout the night. I would stay away and look to the companies I am about to talk to. These companies I want to mention are online stocks, which we have to realize are open 24/7. The internet doesn't just shut down at 3 a.m. They've become so powerful, such as your Wayfairs, where you can order furniture at any time of the night, Spotify, which has your subscription rolling at any time of the night, Netflix, which is in the same boat there, Amazon, where you can order pretty much anything in the world at any time of the night, Shopify, where you can build your online store at any time of the night. Uber. I mean, there are Uber drivers and Lyft drivers that run all night. These are all 24/7. People are spending an outrageous amount of money online at all times of the day. This is why I try to purchase companies that are working for me at all times of the day, opposed to your traditional 9-to-5. The companies that do not adapt to these strategies will eventually disappear and give way to the competition, because there will always be a company that opens up that is more convenient to the buyer or the consumer. Overall, the stocks in the round-the-clock portfolio clearly would outperform the Dow Jones and S&P 500. I am going to post these companies sort of on an Instagram post in the coming days. That way you have all this information. It is at instagram.com/investorsherald. Thank you again for tuning in to the Investors Herald, and stay tuned for more original content to come.